Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find it free and available. And give us a like if you like what you're listening to. It helps our audience find these draft prospects as they make their path towards the next level. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the standout Toledo Rocket offensive lineman, tackle, if you will, interior guy, whatever you want to call it, none other than Nick Rossi. And he was All-MAC several times. And from the time he began after he redshirted in 2018, from 2019, this kid really excelled, and I told him prior to going live, to accomplish what he did with the walk-on background. Nick, welcome to the show, but I want to know, how did you get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I got a little lost in the shuffle, like you said. I had some injuries prior, so I wasn't always playing at my best, and then, you know, the thing about high school is, like, if your junior year and your sophomore year are the most important. So, I mean, I had a really solid senior year, I thought, but at that point, like, it's too late for a lot of guys. So, you know, that happens so much nowadays, I feel like.
Yeah, it does. And how special, I mean, you're being able to walk on. Your father played at Toledo as well. Was that one of the reasons you went there, or there are other reasons that you chose that as the school to walk on for?
Yeah, so that was definitely a reason. And also, my older brother at the time was playing for the Rockets. He was a tight end, graduated in 2021, I believe, was his last year. So him and I got to play a few seasons together. And, you know, when you're going somewhere new like college, like, you're going to gravitate towards what you know. And my brother being there helped make the decision easier.
And lo and behold, business. Now, you know as well as anybody that you could have got there. Things don't work out, but I mean, you make an impact as a freshman and then you just build off it. And I know, you know, 21, you missed time, but 2022 and 23, you get back to the dominant force that led us to be talking today. When do you get the sense that, man, you know what I'm doing is working and I'm having a lot of success really at the highest level of this conference?
Yeah, I think that kind of set in for me. So, like you said, I redshirted, and then that next season, I ended up starting all 12 games, had a lot of recognition. I was freshman All-America. PFF was giving me a lot of recognition as a guard. So that kind of is when it set in for me, really, like I can do this, like, at a high level. And then I was just, obviously, here I am now, 6 years later with COVID and everything.
Yeah, that's one of the fun – well, I shouldn't say a fun part, but unique part of doing the show so long and with the COVID and, you know, seeing guys from the time they started with the COVID years and the more years and also with the transfer portal, you know, you staying at Toledo is a rare, rare commodity these days. A lot of times you just see kids kind of, you know, changing the landscape. Once again, Nick Rossi, the standout Toledo Rocket offensive lineman here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Now, Nick, I ask this question of all our guests that's ever come on the program. If you're in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down your tape. What are they going to love about what you bring to the position? What stands out the most where they're going to have to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think what stands out most about my game is versatility. I played four of the five positions on the O-line, started at each of them at least one time. So, like, I think that versatility, it brings it a lot to have, especially on a roster when you can only have 7-8 offensive linemen. And I think my time as a tackle might be up, but I think I don't know if I have quite the height for that and not what they're looking for nowadays. But I think I have what it takes to play any of the three interior spots. So I think that versatility is what's going to help set me apart. And then just a knowledge for the game, I think. I've always tried to make myself the smartest player I can be in the film room. And just because when you know what's going to happen, it makes making it happen a lot easier, you know?
That's fair enough. And well said. And you kind of mentioned that film aspect, the film junkie, if you will. What goes unnoticed? This is your podcast. I do know NFL people listen in. What goes unseen? Maybe the offense didn't allow you to do certain things, pull more, pass block, I don't know, run block, weight room warrior, team grafting, maybe you're great in the community. What do these teams need to know about you, Nick, that they're not going to see on tape?
Yeah, I think one thing that they might not see is I was team captain. I know that means something. And then I really had great grades, I think. Like, I'm someone who can pick things up really fast. So that's something I've always tried to pride myself on is, you know, you tell me something once, like, I'm going to have it. So that's not something that you see out of every guy nowadays. I think you have to be able to adapt fast, and that's something I think I have. As far as other things, I mean, I loved the way that the Rockets, we played football. I loved our brand of football, so I don't really have any complaints there. I mean, obviously every O-lineman wants to run the ball. And I thought we did a great job with that. We had a lot of great guys there to have a really good season here this last one.
Yeah, you guys had success for sure. And I think you had the number one offense in the conference. So it had to be satisfying knowing that the offense was up to par and accomplishing what you guys wanted to execute offensively. Now, you talked about your brother, your father as well. So there's a lot of football DNA in the family. As a group collectively, are you guys pretty competitive, and how much do you kind of feed off each other in terms of just helping each other along? And maybe not so much helping your father along, but maybe the influence your dad and your brother have had on you.
Yeah, my dad's had an unbelievable influence on us. I mean, just someone who has been through it before, you know, this isn't like, so he was really easy to turn to when, you know, I wasn't sure about something in regards to college football. And the whole thing with him was, I think he was the first person to really believe in me back in high school, like that, like I could play at that college level. And then now it's like I can play at the professional level. So, I mean, he's been in my corner, like, unwavering for the last 8 years. I mean, my whole life, obviously. But, like, he has been insurmountable. And then, obviously, having an older brother there, like knowing what to expect, has made that transition so much easier for me.
Nice. And growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, was football your favorite sport? And were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go?
Not really. Drew, my brother Drew, he was, when he was young, man, he was an athlete. He was a little smaller, so he was the tight end, and he was all, but he was 3-star out of high school, you know, I was a 0-star walk-on. So, like, everyone kind of, the way I look at it, I mean, everyone has their own path. Everyone has their own journey. And, you know, mine might have started a little later. But, you know, that doesn't matter. That's not going to decide where I finish. So.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that, Nick. And we've been doing these shows a long, long time. And, I you know, we've had top 3 picks. We've had undrafted guys. And the reason I love doing it is you just never know. Jason Kelce, you know, when he was coming out of Cincinnati, had him on. At the time, nobody cared about a center from Cincinnati that was a fringe NFL draft pick. Nobody cared. Nobody cared about Tyreek Hill, you know, a fringe receiver. I mean, you know, but now these guys, you know, they come full circle and, you know, it's, you know, be lucky to get those guys, you know, to ever come back on the show. But it's, and I hope it's the same. I hope the same, you know, for you, you know, like, oh, there's a Toledo offensive lineman on tonight. You know, people might be, you know, but I hope 5-6 years from now, you know, like, man, that kid is awesome. He's a perennial pro bowler and he just dominates and you're a fan favorite. And that's what my wish for all you guys that come on the program. Let me ask you this. Outside of X's and O's and the game of football, you have any other hobbies or interests that you just kind of as a release from the game?
I'm really into, like, technology, that kind of stuff. Like, that was something I got into the year I got hurt. So I missed the whole season. And then, you know, obviously you're down, you're whatever. So I decided I was going to take up I built my own computer. That was something that I wanted to try. And that really got me into, like, that kind of tech stuff. And Like, that's just a hobby of mine. And then, I mean, other than that, it's, I mean, right now football's consuming my life, you know, training and all that. But I try to find ways, you know, I like to read. So I'll do that from time to time, audio books, like, especially when I'm driving. Like, nowadays it's like people don't always listen to music when they're driving. It's podcasts, it's books. So I'm one of those guys.
How difficult or how easy is it to build a computer?
It took me like probably about like 3 days to get it actually working. But it's one of those things where you do it one time and then you're like, well, now it'll be a lot easier if I ever have to do it again. So it's something like it was worth the toil for me. It was a learning experience. And like anything, like, I just love learning new things. And like that was just something that presented itself. I was put on scholarship, so you know you're making a little bit extra money. That came after my season in 2019. Had a COVID year, and then so I was racking up checks from that. And then I was like, screw it. I'm like, let's do something. Let's do something fun. You know, I just got hurt, so my season's done. So let's find some enjoyment out of this year. Let's not let this year just let everything bring me down. You know.
Nice. And yeah, and then you get a great little side hustle if you know you want to make some side money on the cash to build on the computers. I might be reaching out to you, Nick, in the not too distant future. Listen, we're almost out of time. You've been an absolute pleasure to have on the program. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. There are a few off the wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Lay it on me.
Now. Okay, now you got your brother, and sometimes brothers can battle a little bit. When's the last time mom and dad had to separate you and your brother because things got a little bit too competitive?
Oh, had to be high school. I'm thinking like when we were both still in high school, so that had to be like maybe my junior or sophomore year of high school. I think he might have been pushing my buttons or something, and then I finally lashed out on him. So that one comes to mind. You know, I got him pretty good. But, I mean, nowadays it's like when you're young, you know, you fight each other as siblings, but you get older, it's a tight bond, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the brotherly love. I'm very small. My brother's like the size of an offensive lineman, so it's funny. Like, if you saw me and I told you my little brother was going to get after you, you'd be like, well, how much smaller can he get? But there was a point where, somewhere, you know, like when he was about a senior where I'm like, yeah, if he gets a hold of me, he's going to rip me in half. But, so I knew there was battling days. Over, but as you said, it's the brotherly love that counts now. How about this one? Tomorrow, when you arrive at Grassetti Performance, Terry and the staff, they're there. You get to be the trainer, not the trainee. You get to pick somebody on staff, work them out, and put them through some hell. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do?
Oh, man, that's the first thing that came to mind when you talked about putting Terry, or probably, I'd be putting Terry through hell for sure. And the first thing that came to mind was what we did. It was inverted rows, like holds. So you would hold yourself up there. And we would get up to like 30 seconds. I'm sure we're going to have even more. So I'd just make him hang there for a minute and make him do it four times like he does for us. Because that might be the worst thing. Like I didn't realize how bad it was. But, man, yeah, I would love to get Terry back on some inverted row holds.
You know, and he has the mindset. You know, he would love for you to do that to him. That's his. I mean, he's so,
oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, he is intense. That's the beauty of Terry. I mean, like, you know, he would probably love for you to show up tomorrow. And go, okay, do the inverted rope, and he'd be like, oh, I got it. And hey, we got one more for you. Draft week, weekend. You're waiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you're going to sign afterwards. Who's the best cook in your family, Nick? And what would you like that person to have made as you celebrate this next journey?
Oh, man, the best cook in my family. That's tough. I mean, not in my family yet, but my girlfriend, she makes tacos, and we do it, and she learned from her mom, and she makes pretty good tacos, I'd say, and we fry up corn tortillas and that kind of stuff. So that would probably be my meal for that would be a good draft night meal, you know, celebrating – you know, my journey through college and all that. That's probably what I would go with.
Fair enough. Well, your girlfriend is on the clock for tacos, and you, Nick, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. You've been a pleasure to have on, and as we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No problem at all. Excellent. Once again, Nick Rossi, the standout from Toledo, here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.